The intercession of Christ. The intercession of Christ in man's behalf in the sanctuary above is as essential to the plan of salvation as was his death on the cross. By his death he began that work which he ascended to complete in heaven. We must by faith enter within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered. There the light from the cross is reflected. There we gain a clearer insight into the mysteries of redemption. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. If those who excuse their faults could see how Satan taunts Christ with their course, they would confess their sins and put them away. Satan works to gain control of the whole mind, and he knows that if defects are cherished, he will succeed. Therefore he constantly seeks to deceive the followers of Christ with his fatal sophistry that it is impossible for them to overcome. But Jesus declared to all who would follow him, "My grace is sufficient for thee. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Let none regard their defects as incurable." God will give faith and grace to overcome. We are now living in the great day of atonement. While the high priest was making atonement for Israel, all were required to afflict their souls by repentance of sin. In like manner, all who would have their names retained in the book of life should now afflict their souls before God by true repentance. There must be deep, faithful searching of heart. The frivolous spirit indulged by so many must be put away. There is earnest warfare before all who would subdue the evil tendencies that strive for mastery. Everyone must be found without spot, or wrinkle, or any such thing. At this time above all others it behooves every soul to heed the Savior's admonition, "Watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is."